It's time to check in with Preston and Garrett Handy of Handy and Handy for Sports Court on the Bill and OC Show. Handy and Handy are your accident and injury attorneys ready to assist with any related questions you may have. Visit them online at HandyLawUtah.com. Big firm experience, small firm attention. Now let's talk Sports Court with Bill and OC on ESPN 700.
Sports Court is now in session.
Love that.
Bill and OC live at the Utah Red Zone Store. This is the first time Sports Court has ever happened from a Utah Red Zone Store.
It's true.
We're blazing new trails.
We got a change of venue today. We moved out of the studio. We got a change of venue.
10497 South State Street, the Utah Red Zone Store. Our friends from Handy and Handy, Preston and Garrett Handy, back in studio in downtown Salt Lake City. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I wish I was out there.
Yeah, you should be out here checking out the brand new, unbelievable lineup of Utah gear. It's all great, but we'll forgive you because we know you're busy men. A lot going on in the NFL right now, and we're seeing a ton related to fights, off-the-field violence, extracurricular fisticuffs, and obviously the big story, the biggest story, was Geno Smith getting punched by an outside linebacker who the Jets cut the same day, Ike and Impali. He broke his jaw. He's missing games. He's missing half of his game checks because he's on injured reserve because of this. What are the legal ramifications potentially? Because it's definitely not a football injury, and it was caused by an illegal act.
Yeah, no, I believe that there could be two sides. I mean, in an assault situation, you can have criminal penalties. Hello,
gentlemen?
You there? You there?
Hey.
Technical difficulties Red Zone Store.
Can you guys hear me?
Did we get cut off?
I don't know. They're in studio.
Did they hate? Oh, my goodness. Did you see what just walked in?
Oh, the helmet arrived. Look
Hello?
At that bad boy.
That thing is
glorious.
Gorgeous.
Let's jump in on this. So I was talking about the Geno Smith situation, and you could come at this from two angles. As an assault and battery, there could be criminal policy. In a normal assault and battery, there can be criminal prosecution. But you can also have civil penalties, and that's kind of what you were going to, OC, there, where Geno Smith, you know, this guy, apparently the word is he cold-cocked him, and Geno Smith didn't see it coming. It was in the locker room at a time where you wouldn't expect that to happen. And, yeah, Geno Smith's been damaged. He's got a broken jaw. He's got medical expenses. I'm sure those are getting covered, but he's losing money because of this. So, technically, he could go after this guy civilly. What he could recover is another issue.
Yeah, I don't think that at the end of the day, that Geno's going to go after him because he's still under contract. The Jets would make him whole. But let's say, guys, the situation was reversed. Let's say the star quarterback cold-cocked the guy that was a borderline player who ended up getting cut.
A sixth-round pick.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, in that particular situation, and you said that there might be a case to be made here, obviously there's probably more of a case to be made. Let's say that this linebacker was maybe going to make it, maybe not going to make it, had a case against Geno Smith. Is he going after Geno Smith? Is he going after the Jets? Is he going after both?
Well, I think what you're getting at is that, you know, if the roles were reversed, we'd have a deep pocket.
Yes.
And because, yeah, an assault is, or a battery is a classic tort, you know, which is the area of law that we practice in, where we, you know, this is an unwanted touching, and, you know, you could prove those elements and recover and certainly, you know, prove damages. I think we've talked about that on the show about damages. You know, a lot of what we deal with is insurance, and typically in any insurance policy, maybe, you know, Geno Smith would have a different kind of policy, but he's not going to be covered typically, but he'd have the assets to cover, you know, potentially that kind of an award.
Yeah, I'll take that case. I take his case.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
What I'm saying is the facts, I mean, if you flip it around and one does it to the other does it to the one, the facts are exactly the same. The burden of proof is exactly the same. Let's say the injuries are exactly the same, a broken jaw, but the recoverability in one instance is a lot greater than in the other. So, yeah, I think it's a stronger case from that standpoint.
In a case like this, if a suit was filed and that set a precedent for there to be maybe a pattern of that every time a fight occurred, would the NFL be served to step in and be more serious with their discipline, I guess, if guys were getting to extracurricular fights? We've seen it on Hard Knocks. We've seen it at training camp. You know, there's brawls breaking out between the Cowboys and the Rams when they practice together. If somebody gets hurt and they can sue, does the NFL need to step in with greater measures to prevent these fights from happening?
It's possibly something the NFL could do and insert that into the collective bargaining agreement and have something that governs players. You know, we have a situation outside of professional sports where, you know, if you're injured on the job, it's a workers' compensation claim. And I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here, but drawing a little bit of an analogy that these two players are, quote, on the job.
Sure.
And maybe there's a way, you know, to provide some regulations around that where you're not going to have a civil suit every time these guys start knocking each other out.
Yeah, and I see that as a totally different situation than the Rams and the Cowboys, those guys out on the field. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're out on the field, right? And there's all that fire and testosterone.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, I mean, it's going. Guys are trying to make a team, right, at this stage of the game. And they're out there fired up, and, you know, they've all got their helmets on. I guess you could envision a scenario where a guy's walking off the field without his helmet on. Someone comes over and takes him out.
Des Bryant didn't have his helmet on, right? He got
correct.
Punched. He got punched, right?
He got blasted. That was the best punch thrown in that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I see that as a very different situation than the Geno Smith deal.
All right. Well, if any of our listeners out there maybe did have a workplace injury or something like that, a personal injury that was caused by unwanted touching, to quote here, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, the best way is to give us a call at our office at 801-413-7315. You could also hop on our website at handylawutah.com.
Hey, bring me back a jersey, you guys.
All right, we're going to get you a throwback, number 11.
Hey, thanks, guys, fellas. Thanks so
good.
Much.
Thank
and yeah,
you.
We'll see what we can do on those throwbacks. We'll see you in studio next week.
Yeah, let's start talking some football, too.
Oh,
seriously.
Please.
Can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.